In the name of Jesus, amen. We read these words, "He does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules." I guess we could all say we want the victor's crown one way or another. We want to succeed in whatever we do. We want to succeed as fathers, as husbands. We want to succeed in this place as teachers, as students. We want to be successful, whatever that takes. And most of us, I think, are willing to compete according to the rules. The problem is that the rules are often so hard to comprehend. And just about the time we think we understand the rules, they seem to be changed. Parents do everything right in raising 3 or 4 children, and yet one turns out wrong. Husband or wife follows all the rules of being a good spouse, and yet the spouse leaves them. A student meets all the requirements for the course, does everything well, puts in a lot of extra time, and winds up with a C, while somebody else that just seems to kind of float along and not work very hard gets an A. A person lives by all the rules of this life, and yet, at age 30, cancer strikes them down. We don't comprehend sometimes why all these things happen. Why don't things work out well for us when we follow all the rules? Well, there are probably a lot of reasons, but I'd like to share a couple with you. First, I think we have an erroneous conception of what the rules are. And secondly, many of us seem to expect the victor's crown during the race and not at the end of the race. Most Christians today seem to have this erroneous conception of what the rules are, kind of a false idea of the rules that operate in this world. They seem to be operating under the strange illusion that this world is fair and just, and that if you do what is right, you'll always get what is right. That is kind of a strange illusion, because I don't know where they get that idea. They certainly don't get it from looking at the reality around them, where fairness and justice seem pretty rare in our experience. I don't think they get it from the newspapers, where we read just yesterday of an 18-year-old girl being murdered who seemed to be the kind of person who followed the rules. I know they don't get it from the sports pages. The Cubs didn't win, so they don't get it there. Maybe they get some of it from TV, from the electronic church, who tends to tell us that if we follow the rules, everything good will happen to us. I know most of us, certainly in my own case, don't get it from our own life experience. I've lived nearly 60 years now, and I would not say that in my experience, everything that's happened to me or those around me has always been fair, even though most of the people I know seem to live according to the rules. Well, there's one final place that they don't get it, and that's important for us to remember. They don't get that idea about the rules from the scriptures. In fact, I think if you would read the scriptures, you would find that God doesn't promise us a rose garden. He doesn't promise us we'll always find justice and that everything fair will happen. In fact, in the Gospel according to John, we hear these words from Jesus himself: "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Now, that isn't a promise that everything fair is going to happen to you, is it? If you want to research that Greek word that's used here and translated as trouble, the word is thlipsis. And if you look into the background of that word, into even classical Greek, you find that the original meaning was pressure. And doesn't that apply to us today? In this world, we are going to have pressure, stress, trouble, tribulation, difficulties, unfairness, injustice. That's what we're going to find in this world. And so if we have this misconception that everything's going to be fair and that justice is always going to prevail, then out of that kind of a conception comes that second thing I mentioned. We also seem to have the misconception that everything, that as we compete in this life, we're going to get victor's crowns as we go along. And that too is not true. We seem to expect that we're going to get all kinds of rewards in this life, just because we are living according to the rules as we understand them. Now, if you remember the gospel just a couple of Sundays ago, you remember these words. Jesus was telling about an experience where a servant came in, a little parable, and he said, if the servant comes in and does what he's supposed to, then he said these words, would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. So Jesus tells us we're not supposed to expect rewards along the way. We seem to want pats on our back constantly when we do something good. And so we get very hurt when instead of a pat, we get a kick somewhat lower in our anatomy. Again, I ask you, where in Scripture does it say that we're going to be rewarded day by day for those things that we do good? There's no such promise in Scripture. Paul tells Timothy in this pericope we read to endure hardship like a good soldier. He doesn't say there won't be any hardship. He doesn't say if you follow the rules, everything's going to come out good. He says endure hardship. That's what we need to expect. Now we have people, I'm sure, in this congregation gathered here today who are suffering injustice in their way of thinking for a great many things. They're enduring hardship. Students, faculty, wives, they're here today knowing that they are suffering in this life some kind of hardship. And I know they have probably said to themselves, it isn't fair, it isn't right, it isn't just that this should happen. Because in their mind, they were competing according to the rules. But what are the rules, friends? Can we really comprehend the rules that God lays down in this life? I think not. God says in the prophet Isaiah, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. No, I doubt that we're ever going to comprehend fully the rules that God lays down in this life. And I think it's important that we get rid of our false concepts of the rules, thinking that justice will always prevail and that right will always come out on top in this life. When something bad happens to people, when something bad happens to us, let's stop asking, why has this happened to me? Instead, let's ask a different question. Let's ask God, how, Lord, should I respond to this latest injustice in my life? Now, that's a good question, because as you look into Scripture, you'll find that God gives you lots of answers about how to respond when injustice occurs in your life. Because that is a good question to ask, because we can't expect this world to be fair. It isn't set up that way. It isn't going to be fair. We can't even expect our church, which is a human organization, to always be fair in the way we think it ought to be fair. When God calls on us to compete according to the rules, he means his rules, not ours. And his rules do not call on us to be successful in the way the world measures success. God's rules call on us to be faithful. Faithful even when nothing seems just or fair in our life. Faithful even in those times, which is probably the majority of the time, when we don't understand why this thing is happening to us. May God grant to each of us the courage to be faithful so that we will indeed wear the victor's crown eternally in heaven. Amen.